Weekday mornings from 10 on 98FM. Dublin Delish. 98FM.
It's been a long time since I've had to enjoy something as much as Dublin Delish. I haven't seen our Russell for this segment in quite a bit. And also, I haven't had food in studio in a very, very long time. Hello, my friend.
Hello, good afternoon, Paul.
You have something.
You look so happy. Look at you.
Because you put food in front of me. You know exactly what I'm like.
Now it's time to tell you some bad news. Oh. No, I'm only joking. It's good news.
It's great news.
It's great news because it's Christmas sandwich season, which is ultimately probably a food content creator's dream.
I would say you're up the walls with Christmas sandwiches.
Absolutely. Spoiled for choice, one might even say. So over the next couple of weeks here on Dublin Delish, I will be trying out several of the different varieties around Dublin. So if you are one of those people who have an office day in the city or anything like that, drop by, get a sandwich. Now, treat yourself.
I'm no food critic, but last year myself and my husband did something similar to this, right? We went and tried different Christmas sandwiches all over the city and we found our favourite. I didn't try this one last year, so I'm intrigued to get your take.
This is a brand new one. Ooh. So, kicking off our Christmas sandwich season,
I'm going to eat.
We are off to Little Gino's, which I believe I featured when yourself and Leanne were here during the summer or something. And this is a really beautiful sandwich shop that has been open about 18 months or so. They do really good toasties, Cubanos in particular, which is a kind of like lots of melted cheese, meats, very beautiful. But I love their Reuben. It's especially fantastic.
This is just top of Stephen's Green, am I right?
That's correct, yeah. So just on the corner there, opposite Stephen's Green entrance, really beautiful spot. So their Christmas sandwich, it's quite a little special number. Of course, you've got sourdough bread because that makes a great sandwich, a toasty. They're doing a whiskey and orange ham hock as the ham.
Oh, wow.
Now, you've been to Cork plenty of times.
Loads.
Are you aware of Tanora?
I've heard of the name.
Tanora is a tangerine fizzy drink from Cork.
Yeah.
And it is beautiful to cook your ham in.
It's almost like the Iron Brew of Cork.
Yes, exactly. So actually, on Gastrogaze last year, we actually did a ham and Tanora because you know the classic ham and Coca-Cola.
Yes.
Ham and Tanora works really, really well. So anything that adds that kind of orangey flavour into things is absolutely wonderful. So does that. There's roast turkey, there's cranberry sauce, sage and onion stuffing, and brace yourself for this bit.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, brace yourself for the next two bits.
Mm-hmm.
Whipped brie.
Oh.
Yes. Now, some people say that a recession indicator is when cheeses become whipped, but I don't agree when it's as good as this on the sandwich.
You're so right, because I've just taken a bite there. Apologies if you have misophonia, which is when you can't stand and listen to people eat. But you can actually taste the brie because it's not overbearing the way some brie can be if you eat it.
And sometimes brie can be just sliced and can be a little bit cold and anything like that. So having it whipped works well with it being a warm sandwich. And then the little secret thing, which I'm really scared to give you, is a pot of gravy for dipping.
Oh, there's a pot of gravy on my way.
I can feel my P45 coming I'll just pass this over to you.
Because we have strict rules in the studio that the only time there's ever food or any sort of foody drinky bits is when the Dublin Delish is on. Other than that, there's nothing allowed because we've got so much equipment here that we're not
allowed. I actually don't think it's actually a rule. I think we just made that up ourselves.
I think it's just for ourselves, so we don't ruin the studio.
So that is the Christmas sandwich at Little Gino's. Of course, I'm going to be checking out loads of others. I'd love to hear your suggestions too. So if you do have any suggestions for the best Christmas sandwich in Dublin, do send us a WhatsApp 0877 98 98 98. I'd love to hear from you. The details on this, it is $13.95, so it's a bit on the pricier end, but it's really good quality ingredients, and you get a tub of gravy for dipping.
Tub of gravy, and I guarantee you, you won't want dinner. If you have this as a lunchtime thing, you'll have a really, really light dinner then when you finish your day. Any idea where you're going to go next week?
I was going to go somewhere else.
Okay.
I'm not going to name them.
Okay.
However.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't ready for me.
Oh.
They weren't ready. And God love them. They are. This is the season of all sandwiches. The entire counter was covered in bread, being topped with stuffing and slowly being assembled. They are ready for lunchtime, but they weren't ready for Russell time.
They weren't ready for our Russ. Is anyone ever when it comes to Dublin Delish? Russell, thank you so much. I'll be tuning in for the rest of the Christmas season to see where I'm going to get my Christmas sambo.
Leanne Hanifin on 98FM. The 98FM Lowdown.
One of my favourite times of the day is when this lady pops in. Showbiz Shannon is here with all my celebrity gossip, talking all things Stranger Things, am I right?
I know, and I am buzzing for this, Paul, because Stranger Things Season 5 drops to Netflix tomorrow.
You got me into this, by the way. I'd never seen it, and we were together during the summer every single day, and you said to me, you have to start it. I started it. I see what you mean.
Are you up to date, though?
No, I'm quite behind, but I don't mind a spoiler or two. I'm okay with spoilers. Doesn't bother me.
Okay, cool. But what season are you on, out of curiosity?
Two.
Ah, you're miles
behind.
I know. Okay, well, I caught up with Charlie Heaton and Natalia Dyer, who play Nancy Wheeler, and Jonathan Byers, and there's a serious love triangle going on with them and Steve Harrington.
Okay.
So I asked them, are they Team Jancy or Team Stancy?
Okay.
I'm like, whatever
makes... Team whatever.
I'm team whichever one makes sense in the end. I kind of like Nancy and Steve personally. I feel like there's a lightness there. I feel like they're probably a better match for each other. But I guess there is a bond with Nancy and Jonathan that goes pretty deep. So
I don't think I'm allowed to answer this question. I know.
It's just like, do you like better?
I'm team whatever's good for Nancy, of course.
I love that. I'm team good for whoever and whatever. They're really, really just kind of skirting around the issues here, aren't they?
They always do. Yeah. And the gas thing is, they're actually going out in real life.
You can imagine that conversation in the car on the way home then.
I know, because she was like, I'm so curious to know what you think. So then he dove in with that one then, and she was being all nonchalant.
Oh, nonchalant, look at you.
Oh, I do have the vocab when I want to.
Swallowed a dictionary of a Tuesday morning.
Oh my God, Paul. Well, I know you're on season two, yes. And probably other people are also behind, but thankfully you can catch up by just watching four episodes, because the Duffer brothers recommended these ones, okay? So get your pen and paper and take note if you want to catch up for tomorrow.
Ready?
Season 2, Episode 4, mm-hmm. Will the Wise. Season 2, Episode 6, The Spy. Mm-hmm. Season 4, Episode 7, The Massacre at Hawkins Lab. And Season 4, Episode 9, The Piggyback. That's all you need to watch, and you'll be good to go for tomorrow if you want to dive in.
There you go. So you've heard it here first from our showbiz, Shannon. They're the episodes that you need if you want to catch up on all things Stranger Things ahead of the new release tomorrow.
Elsewhere, Scarlett Johansson is entering her horror era as she is set to star in this iconic franchise.
Not The Exorcist.
I know.
Are you for real?
It's so random to me. It's so random.
Scarlett Johansson. Listen, I'm here for it. Anything that sees a horror reboot, I'm definitely here for.
It's not a reboot.
Oh, here she goes again.
It's not a reboot. So the film is directed by Mike Flanagan, who promises a fresh, bold, new, radical take on the film, which will tell an all new story. It's not a sequel and it's not a remake.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's set in the same universe, but it's standalone.
So another priest has to go to another gaff and help another child. Okay, fantastic. I'm here for it.
And finally then, despite scoring 3% on Rotten Tomatoes and getting absolutely slated by the critics, All's Fair starring Kim Kardashian has been renewed for season 2 of Hulu.
Listen, I loved it. I'm going to call it here. I loved it because I don't go in expecting Ally McBeal. I didn't go in expecting Erin Brockovich. I went in expecting a cartoon starring Kim Kardashian, and that's exactly what I got. I lived for it. I'm throwing it out there.
I've never seen it, but going off your reaction, I'm going to watch it now.
It's camp as hell, and that's exactly what I love when it comes to Kim Kardashian.
Hook it to me veins.
Well, there you go. Showbiz Shannon, thank you so much for dropping in. You're back tomorrow with all the celebrity gossip.
I am indeed.
Leanne Hanifin on 98FM.
Have you kept a watchful eye on your neighbour's house while they're away? Maybe you collected some of their parcels, or are you the neighbour who wheels the bins back in? Well, if you have, you might just be the ideal neighbour. A whopping 80% of those surveyed said they consider their neighbours as friends, with people chatting to their street mates an average of 13 times a month. This survey was conducted by Lily O'Brien's Chocolates, and they also found the following as signs that you are a good neighbour. Now, there's 15 of these, right? I'm just going to give you some of the ones that really, really ticked us in the office this morning. Number 15, throwing the football back over. Now, we've all been there. Throwing the football back over. 18% of people think that that's the sign of a good neighbour. In at number 10, chatting over the garden fence or the garden wall. I'm not going to lie to you, because sometimes, and maybe you'll agree, sometimes you want to have a chat over the wall about somebody from the front, and you can't have it over the front, because then what if the front neighbour sees you chatting about the other neighbour about them? They'll know it's about them, and then there's going to be war. then the WhatsApp group would be alight.
Leanne Hanifin, weekdays from 10 a.m. Yeah. on 98 FM.